The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, text number 30 and 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 26, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
All the population of the three worlds was scorched by the combined heat of the weapons. Everyone was reminded of the Samvartaka fire which takes place at the time of annihilation.
Samhatya anandam ubhaya tejasi sarasangvite avritya rojasi khamsa babhidhati atmanivak drishta sati jasastu tayo tilokan pradhan mahat dayamana prajasarva sambattaka amangsaka. So the heat increased, radiation heat increased. One weapon was released by Ashwatthama, another by Arjuna to counteract. And the heat was so terrible that dayamana praja sarva, all the inhabitants of different planets, they felt the great heat produced by two Brahmastra. And Samvartakam Amangsaka. The Samvartaka fire is explained in the Shastra that in the Kali Yuga, at the last there will be Kali Yuga, in the Kali Yuga there will be no rainfall, so everything will dry, not this Kali Yuga, but at the end of the universal life, there will be great fire. All over the universe. That is called Samvartaka. And everything will be ablaze. This fire will take place on account of the heat increase of the sun. It is said that the present temperature of the sun will be increased 12 times. So naturally there will be fire. As we know, sometimes there is forest fire. Similarly, the fire will take place and everything will be burned into ashes. Then there will be rain. After heat, you have got experience when the atmosphere is too hot, then the rain falls. Same process. When everything will be burned into ashes, there will be rain, torrents of rain, and it is said just like the trunk of the elephant, the rainfall will be like that. So everything will be covered with water. That is annihilation. Pralaya payadhijali dhitabhanasi vedam. Then there will be pralaya, and by the grace of the Lord, the Vedas will be saved. Keshavadita meena sarira jaya jagadisha hari. This is the process going on. Bhutta bhutta puliyate. This material world, in this way, sometimes it is manifested and sometimes It is not manifested. The energy is there. But the material world means the energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So we are in this material world. Not only we are changing our body one after another, after some years, that is also according to our different forms of life. In one small insect, it may live for few minutes, some of them for few hours, some of them for few days, and some of them for few months, some of them for few years. And this yearly, we human beings live for 100 years. And the demigods, they live for 10,000 of years. But wherever you live, either as insect or as demigod, there is no rescue from the process of janma mrityu jara vyadhi. That you cannot escape. Either you become a small insect or you become as powerful as Lord Brahma. You have to die. There is no escape. Brahma, he has the greatest amount of years to live. And his life is, we have calculation in the Bhagavad Gita, that sahasra yuga paryantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. Sahasra yugam. One yuga means 43 lakhs of years. Multiply it by 1,000. That is the one daytime duration of Brahma. Arhat means morning to evening. Morning to evening, that is sahasra yugam. 1,000 times of 43 lakhs of years. Similarly, night, then day and night becomes one day. Similarly, 1 month, and then 12 months, year, such 100 years. So, there is difference between our 100 years and his 100 years. Similarly, ants 100 years and my 100 years different. The modern science admits that everything is relative. Relative world. According to the body, according to the time, relative world. Not absolute. The absolute world is different when there is no relativity. Everyone is as good as the Supreme Personality of God. That is oneness. Not that one has become as powerful as the Supreme Lord. No. Maybe as powerful, still they are individual. They are not amalgamation. That is wrong theory. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that in the past we are all individuals. He says that it is not that in the past we did not exist, and it is not that in the future we shall not exist. We shall exist. Nitta sāsatayam na hannati hannamāni sarīre. So, we are eternal. We existed in the past. We are existing now. And we shall continue to exist. And individual. Krishna says, you, me, and all the soldiers and kings. They are all individual. and they existed as individuals in the past, and we are existing now as individuals, and we shall continue to exist as individuals. There are three phases of time, past, present and future. So there is no question of being amalgamated at any time. We remain all as individuals. This is in the material, either material world or spiritual world. The individuality is there. It never ceases. Nitya yukta upasat. Here we have got temporary life. Therefore, we cannot be nitya yukta. This life will be finished. And the next life, we do not know what kind of life we shall have. It may be human form of life, or it may be dog's form of life. We have to change this body. Tatha dehantara prapti. Krishna does not say that a man after death becomes a man. No. There is no guarantee. He says tatha dehantara prapti. There will be change of body. And so far the body is concerned, there are 8,400,000 of different bodies. So any one of them you have to accept. There is no guarantee. Tathādhi hantara prāpti. So I, as spirit soul, I am individual, existing. I shall continue to exist as individual in this material world, either as human being or as an animal or as demigod, as tree, plants, fish, aquatics, so many. Jalajana valakkhani sthavara lukkavimshati. This is going on. This is material world. And if we go to the spiritual world, jadgatyana nivartante taddhamam paramam mama. The difference, what is the difference between the spiritual world and the material world? The difference is that if you go to the spiritual world, then you will not return again in this material world. Takta dehang punarjanmana iti. Spiritual life means punarjanmana iti. Punarjanma means this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyat. One janma, then death, again janma, again death. And between this death and birth, or birth and death, there is disease and old age. Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkho. This is our real problem. So, the modern scientists, they do not know what is real problem. They are thinking advancement. Another point is here that tin lokan pradhan maha and jagyamana praja sarva. Praja means living entities. Prajayate, one he takes his birth. So, in the three worlds mean this upper, middle and lower planetary system in this universe. Three lok, three lokas. So, everywhere there is praja, there is living entity. Otherwise, how it is said? Trin lokas. It is a foolish theory that there is no life in our Earth planet. A rascal theory. It is no meaning. Trin lokas. We have got many evidences. I do not know why these rascal scientists say that there is no life in other planet. Why? The other planet is also made of the Panchabhur, Kiti Aptej Manudbao. They are not different. Maybe something is very prominent, just like in the sun glow, the fire is prominent. Fire is also one of the five elements. Kiti apteja. That does not mean there is no life. There must be. Otherwise, how Krishna talked with the sun god? Imam vivasati yugam pratyavan aham abhayam. And the living entity, Rayam Dahati Pavaka. The living entity is not burned by the fire. It is not dried up, it is not moistened, this is stated. So why there will be no life in the sun glow? There must be. Because, na dahati pavaka. Fire cannot burn the living being. So, there are germs in the fire also, Agnipo. So, we are being misled by the so-called scientists and the method. That is not perfect knowledge. The perfect knowledge is in the Veda. Therefore, it is advised that we cannot Guru Meva Vigatse Srotriyam Brahmanistam. You should go to a guru who has complete knowledge from the Shruti. Shruti means Vedas. Acharyamana Purusha Veda. Veda means you have to approach Acharya. He knows everything. Unless he is not follower of the Vedas, Shruti, he is a rascal. What is the use of going there? What you will get by approaching a so-called rascal guru? One who does not know Shruti. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has forbidden. And Sanatana Goswami has forbidden. Avaishnava mukhat gina puta hari katha amritam sravanam nakastabvam. Because sravanam, Shruti, to go to Guru means to hear from him, to inquire from him. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacche samitpani srotiyam brahmanist. You have to approach such guru. And who is that guru? Vaishnava. Not any other. Therefore, anyone who is not Vaishnava, you should not approach. It is false knowledge. Its knowledge has no value. Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden avaishnava mukhat gina puda hari katha amritam sravanam na kartam. Don't hear. You'll be spoiled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, mayavadi bhasya sunile hoy sarvana. If you hear from a mayavadi, impersonalist, then your spiritual progress is doomed, finished. No more spiritual progress. Mayavadi bhasya sunile. Mayavadi hoy krishne aporadhi. The Mayavadi, they are offenders to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme person, and the Mayavadi wants to make him imperson. Therefore they are offenders. So what is the use of approaching a guru who is an offender to Krishna? Tanaham disata kuran, tipami or jasan dijuni. Those who are envious. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. And the Mayavadi is always trying to make him handless, legless, headless, earless, and thisless, thatless. Less, then what is remaining? Say, zero. Why don't you say zero? No. They are very careful. These Sunnavadi, the Buddhists, they clearly say there is no God. Zero. Sunnavadi. So we can understand their position. And the Mayavadis, they're so dangerous that they will not say the God is zero. They will say, yes, there is God. That is handless, legless, eyeless, thisless, lessness, that. What is the meaning? Say zero, we can understand. Why you say indirect is zero? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Vedana maniya bodha hoila nastik. Nastik means one who does not believe in the statement of the Vedas. He is nastik. Atheist. Just like here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is person. This is basic literature, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is person. Aham. Always he says, aham miyadi devana. Manvana bhava madhvakta madhyaji magnamaskuru sarvadharman parityaji. His person. So the Mayavadi will always try to explain in the impersonal way. Therefore they are offended. Krishna personally present. Why Krishna comes? So that the misunderstanding whether the absolute truth, God, is a person or impersonal, to mitigate this trouble, this misunderstanding, he comes as person. He presents himself, here is I am person. Why do you make me impersonal? He is person. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Why you are taking so much trouble? Abhaktya sattva chetu sam, klesa adhikataraste sam. Simply you are taking unnecessary trouble. Klesa adhikata. And if you take to bhakti directly personal, and you cannot understand God or Krishna by any other means except bhakti. Bhaktya mama vijanati javana jashami tata. If you want to know absolute truth, God, then you have to take to bhakti. And what does it mean, bhakti? Bhakti means there must be Bhagavan. And what is the meaning of bhakti? If I want bhakti means to render service. So, if the master is not there, then where is the question of bhakti and service? It's all bogus. Bhakti means three things. Bhakta, Bhagavan, and the service. That is bhakti. They are individual. Bhagavan is individual. Bhakta is individual, and the reciprocation of dealing between two individuals, it is called bhakti. That is bhakti. Bhakti is described in so many places. Just like Rupa Goswami defines bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma dhanabritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. That is first class bhakti. And bhakti means there is activity. Anukullena favorably. Krishnanusilanam to satisfy Krishna. Anusilanam means culture. Culture means there is activity. Bhakti does not mean zero. That is another thing. Zero, nirvana, means make this material activity zero. That hint is given by Shankaracharya. Lord Buddha said that everything is zero, and Shankaracharya gave further improvement that it is not zero. Brahma is fact, Brahma Satya, not zero. Jagat Mithya, this world is Mithya, zero, not Brahma. Because those who understood this zero philosophy, they are rascals, atheists, they cannot understand more. Therefore, further improvement was given by Shankara, because he was preaching, the whole world became Buddhist, and he wanted to establish Vedic principles. So they have already made zero. So how Shankaracharya can say, now it is not zero, it is fact. They did not understand. He said in a different way that zero is this material one, Brahma Satya, but Brahma is fact. This is zero. Now how the fact is working, that is given by the Vaishnava Acharyas, especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Śrīmad-bhāgavatam dharma prodhita akvaita bhavata. Dharma arthaka moksha. They are all cheating. All cheating. Up to moksha. The aspiration to become one with the Supreme, moksha. And that is akvaita bhavata. Cheating. That is the beginning of Śrīmad-bhāgavatam. When you understand that the so-called monism, to become one with the Supreme, that is cheating. That is not fact. Because you cannot remain in the zero. That is not possible. We are part and parcel of God. God is Anandamaya. Anandamayam abhyasa. By nature, God is Anandamaya. So if you are part and parcel of God, how you can be nirānandamāt? You are as ānandamāt. That quality is there. But do you enjoy alone? You sit down in a room alone for 3 hours, you'll feel disturbed. Immediately. What to speak of eternally. It is impossible to remain alone. And for want of ananda, you'll again fall down in this material world. The impersonalist who thinks that I've become one with the Supreme. The one with the Supreme means that is eternity, fact, sat, sat chit ananda. Simply by becoming sat, eternal, you don't get ananda. That is not possible. Therefore, ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita bhi kabhi ja eva nija rupa taya kalabhi goloko eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta govindamadi purisam tamam vajam. So, therefore, the Veda says, asati ma sadgama, don't remain here. Go to Krishna and enjoy with him life. Thank you very much.